3. I haven't played them for a while. So yeah, thanks for pointing out, Ben. That was Big City from their final album. So Ben couldn't be here tonight. He's out gigging.
Is he?
Yeah, he's got real, genuine things to do.
Hey, this is a thing to do.
Hey.
Not that anyone's trying to book us for a Sunday.
We're just filling time. So I sent some questions over to Ben because he couldn't be here. So I was like, I had a few things I was interested in asking him about the event and how he got started. So for the purposes of this, do you want to ask the questions? It'll be me.
Yes.
And I'll be Ben.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Okay, so why did you start singles night?
So Ben says, I was sat one evening with a few friends talking about starting some sort of night at the Bay Horse Inn, single night's spiritual home. And only home, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
And got remembering 7x7, which is a classic Sheffield night going back from 2001, I believe. They've been going a long, long time.
I think so, yeah.
Tim and James, shout out to them. We all thought it'd finish years ago and decided to do our own version of the night, which is something I can testify to.
Yep.
And something similar myself. Not quite exactly the same. We did a jukebox 45s, where I think the DJ's got 45 minutes to play 45s.
Ah, okay.
The 7x7 format is 7 DJs play 7 records, yep. All 7-inch. I later found out it was still going and got to know Tim at Lion Vinyl.
Which is a great DJ name.
It is. Who was cool about us using the format. That's nice, yeah. And then the second question I asked him.
Why did you choose the venue?
We chose the Bay Horse Inn because it was our local pub, which makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? And we wanted a night for people in Pitsmoor, essentially. It's a pretty normal pub, but also a little quirky. I go along with that.
Yeah.
And I think people like that about it. Yeah, to be honest, when Amy first floated the idea of going out, I've never heard of this place. What's it going
to
be like?
I'd sort of had, because I used to drop my other half, the Long Suffering Alma, on the way to work. I used to drive past it.
So
and also, it's one of her old colleagues, Mick, who I think knows Ben, and he was like told me about it ages ago, and I was like, oh, that sounds great.
But yeah, I think I'd heard it about it from a couple of other people who'd mentioned to me, saying, oh yeah, it's pretty eclectic and it's got all this weird stuff, and but it was quite a few years before and I'd never really clocked on and put all the pieces together.
And now we've been making up for lost time by going as often as we can.
Yeah, so anyway, time to hand over the next set for you.
Yes, but from when I was Larry Horns.
Thank you. But I wanna know for sure. Come on, hold me tight. We'll be right back.
Shania coming down your radio wire. And you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Welcome back, listeners. This is The Night Train on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. God, time is flying.
It is.
It's weird, isn't it? When it just makes you think, when you enjoy the show, it goes kind of quickly.
If only we enjoyed it this much every week.
If only. Yes, so that was my set, I guess, selection. I don't like calling it a set. I'll go selection. From what we think in April
24.
Yes, yeah. It was a last minute one. Shout out to Ben. He messaged me late on a Thursday. He's like, "Do you fancy a slot?" Yes, I do. Followed by, "You just need a DJ name." It's like Larry Horns. It was already in the bag. So the tunes you heard were The Kingsman, Louie Louie. Don't forget April next year, International Louie Louie Day. I think it might be the 14th or something like that. It's in my calendar. It reminds me a week before. Then Pete Rodriguez, I Like It Like That. Into Prince and the Revolution, Raspberry Beret. Then David Bowie, Bowie with Modern Love. Or what I like it because it tricks people into thinking it's Footloose.
It's the same beat.
Yes. Then the Troggs with Wild Thing. Strangely, not a lot of love for that on the night. People seemed ambivalent. No air ocarina solos, which I was quite upset about.
Massively disappointed.
Yeah, I thought so. You can't win them all. Then into the Isley Brothers, This Old Heart of Mine is Weak for You.
I feel like that would have got their handbags on the ground.
It certainly did. I was playing that one as sending them out to the Long Suffering Alma. That's one of her faves. And then we finished up with Joy, Love, Joy in Orbit. One I bought this year, actually. So could have gone in next week or last week's show. This one in the background, Nightmares on Wax, Domestics. So we've got a few more questions.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I'm Ben.
And I'm you, but I could be me anyway. Okay, so we alluded to it before, but yeah, why did you decide to go with one deck?
It's quite interesting, isn't it? I wanted to keep it as accessible as possible. I think some people would have been put off by two decks, mixers, headphones. You also get a chance to soak up the adoration between the tracks, and that which is a tremendous point.
And that is something that needs to be meant. I think you messaged that people are clapping in between the tunes.
Yeah, which I've only heard once before at a Northern Soul night when I lived in Manchester. To get that, but with the gaps in between. Yeah, the first time I was like, why is there such big gaps? I couldn't see the turn, couldn't see the stage. So I was like, why is there such big gaps? They're just amateur DJs, so it's fine. And then finally realised, oh, there's only one turntable. But yeah, it makes perfect sense because it's just like putting on a record at home then.
Yeah.
And anyone can do that. That's not, like you say, it's not intimidating. You don't need to know how to use a mixer.
No, I really like it.
Gives no one an advantage.
Yes. I like it as well because you can. You kind of just stuck with what you've taken and you can't second guess. You can for a while, but then ultimately...
Yeah, you can't cue it up in your headphones and go, oh, actually, I might change my mind.
Yeah, you've just got to go straight in.
Just go with your trust.
Perfect. Next question. How did / do you go about finding DJs to fill the spaces? And how has it evolved and changed since it first started?
So the first one was a few mates playing records to some other mates and envisaged it being chin-strokey and blokey. but people turned up and wanted to dance, so it changed very quickly into being a very dance floor orientated, which I loved. All of a sudden everyone wanted to play, so people approached me on the night or message through Facebook or Insta if they want to play. The waiting list is now very long. So this would be a good time for us to say the links.
The links.
At Singles Night.
Yes, so on Instagram, I think it's Singles Night, all one word with an underscore underneath it, and I can't remember the Facebook one. I've lost it. We'll put the links in on Blue Sky, and we'll also put them in the show notes for people that are late to it.
Just before, we'll say the next set is a regular at Singles Night. It's Richard, aka Clumsy Drops,
which is a great DJ name. I mean, that's half the fun, is all the different people's DJ names.
There is a slightly clumsy drop in this selection.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I think he did it on purpose.
Right, hats off to Richard. So yeah, we're going to stop talking and go back to the tunes.
Show me why you've been scheming up if you wanna. got my heartbeat racing, my body.
Was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room rundown shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. And then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that was split on the side, cleaned up to my hips. It was red velvet trim and it fit me good. And staring back from the looking glass was a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck and she kissed my cheek. And I saw the tears well up in her troubled eyes when she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. Your paw's run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? And just be nice to the gentleman fancy, and they'll be nice to you. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do. But if you want out, well, it's up to you. Now get on now, girl, you better stop moving uptown. Well, that was the last time I saw my ma, then I left that rickety shack. Cause the welfare people came and took the baby, ma died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate had started to turn, and for me there was no way out. And it wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mom had been talking about. I did what I had to do, but I made myself a solemn vow that I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when. I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. It wasn't long after a benevolent man took me in off the street. And 1 week later I was pouring his tea in a five-room hotel suite.
Yes, you were.
Charmed a king, a congressman, and an occasional aristocrat. And I got me a Georgia mansion in an elegant New York townhouse flat. And I ain't done that.
Monkey wrench? No, I'm not gonna shoot the pump. I just wanna work on my bicycle for a little bit. Thanks a lot. I'll bring it right back.
Really?
Yo, Lou, I got the wrench, man. You can? All right, man. If you see Lonnie, tell him we're down at the pump, all right? Yo, it's Sydney Lon. Yo, Sid, you got money for an icy? Yo, check it out. First you get yourself a can, then you empty it out. You expose both ends, then you twist and shout. Then you make like a monkey with a monkey wrench, cause you feel a little funky, got a thirst to quench. Then you turn up the pressure, then you turn up the funk. You put the spray in the can, that's how you shoot the pump. Let me see you shoot it, Sydney! Look fine with a t-shirt wet too, don't she? Yo, get that dude in the bicycle, man. Ha ha, you got him, girl. Yo, man.
Yo, you get me wet. I'll bust your face, little boy.
Yo, Otis, I didn't know it was you. Yo, get like open windows. Yo, check it out. First you get yourself a can, then you empty it out. You go both ends and you twist and shout.
Oh, you do know how to twist and shout, don't you, baby?
Then you make like a monkey with a monkey wrench. Because you feel a little funky, got a thirst to quench.
It's like mellow yellow.
It make you want to chugga 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 like. Then you turn up the pressure, then you turn up the funk. You put the spray in the can, it's how you shoot the pump. Go on and shoot it, Tomas!
One on a pump, one on a pump. See the man, 500 being illegally used. Over.
It was only a monkey wrench.
Shoot the pump. Shoot the pump. I wanna shoot the pump. Shoot the pump. Yeah, shoot the pump. Shoot the pump. I wanna shoot the pump. Shoot the pump. Yeah, shoot the pump.
I gotta
shoot the pump.
I gotta
shoot the pump.
I gotta
shoot the pump.
overdosing, chewing gum, shouting dance via braille, crushing the vacuum of a snail, and even sweet and sour as odd, clutching and go, touching claws, receding barbers going bald, but I just sit there and I just nod, and just nod, and just nod, and just nod. I'm in recovery. I'm just a sitting prick. I'm just a sitting prick. I'm just
call it love. You only wanna be the one that I call. king to see ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our
see the day of glory.
See the day of
goodwill, living peace away.
So
peace on earth,
when we come. Every child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care. Care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can.
I pray my wish will come true.
It's
for my child and your child too.
He'll
see the day of glory.
I pray my
day
for him
when men of goodwill live in peace, live in peace again. Peace on earth, can it be? Can it be?
It's a pretty thing, isn't it?
Oh man, final bed of the set. This is it.
Yes, I'm a bit sad.
Yeah, you want to hear more?
I do want to hear more.
Well, next event.
Yes, which is next Friday.
Just Friday.
Oh, it's not next Friday. It's on Friday.
It's the 27th of December.
Yeah, Crimbo Limbo in the middle.
Yeah, so Bay Horse Inn, singles night. It's Friday. Should tell us what's about. 8 o'clock
I think start? It starts at 8 till 12-ish.
Yeah.
Thanks to Rich, a.k.a. Clumsy Drops, for that one. You heard Troy Sivian with Rush, Goldblade featuring Polystyrene with City of Christmas Ghost. Going to send them out to Nelson in Nottingham. Tuned in. Then Bobby Gentry, Fancy. One we heard last time we were there at Singles Night. Then J. Walter Negro and the Loose Joints with Shoot the Pump.
Yeah, that's a good one. I had to Shazam that one.
Yep. Gillaband with Post Ryan. Chapel Roan with Good Luck Babe, going to send that one out to the lovely Rita. Tuned in to Nether Edge. Then David Bowie and Bing Crosby, Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy.
Gotta be a debut spin for Bing on our show.
I think it might be. yes, and that topping us off. So there's a little bit more of the interview.
I think we've got one more question.
Because we did say. So. We've already said when the next event is, and then the one after.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I should have mentioned that, shouldn't I?
Yes, no, we ran out of time.
Yeah, the one after that is the big 7th birthday, yes. Which is taking place 14th of February, Valentine's night. So where better to take your hot date?
You're right.
Big party.
Yes. Then do you have an all-time favourite set?
Okay, there have been many memorable sets, but the one that stands out for me is when a friend of mine, Nick, played 7 Little Richard tracks. All absolute bangers.
That is an absolute pro move, because I think we've kind of joked about doing something similar,
yeah,
with like reggae rhythms,
thinking of funny sets to play.
Yeah, but I think that would
that's top to more. But there is one Little Richard I've checked out on should say there's a playlist on Spotify of all,
yes,
the songs we played, which is we religiously stalk that for when we think of a song, it's like we look it up and see if someone's played it. If it's been played before, we'll go on hunting.
Yes.
Sad purists.
Yeah, I'm trying to think how long it is. It's pretty long.
It's really long. But there is the aforementioned seven Little Richard songs in, but there's one that I really want to play that is not in that seven set.
Oh, perfect. I'm just looking at it now. It's close to 1,300 songs, 86 hours. So, yeah, you can, if you know, I mean, you play what you want, people do. But, yeah, we like to add a little, because we're tragic, we like to add a little bit extra to it.
So, yeah, just at the end of the set, we'll say big up to Ben. Big thanks for contributing. Sorry he couldn't be here tonight. He's got serious things to do.
But it turns out there's a few people listening, so thanks to everybody who has.
And thanks to Rich Clumsy Drops for contributing as well. 7x7. Sorry.
Singles night.
Yes. 7x7 style. We did that tonight. The one in the background you just heard was Carly Simon, produced by Schick. It's produced by them, isn't it?
Yeah, Nile Rodgers. So we're going to play this and then see the other side of Christmas.
Do I love you? Do I lust for you? Am I a sinner because I do the two? Can you let me know? Right now, please. I must beseech ya. Hey, being with you is a top priority. Ain't no need to question the authority. Chairman of the board, chief of affections. You got minds to sway in your direction. Hey, you're like a hip hop song, you know. I got crazy prophylactics. So far, I hope you like rap songs. You need an apple bum, you gotta put me on. You need an apple.